Art-loving homeschoolers, unite! If you've been looking for a place where you can find fun ideas for your homeschool art and introduce your kids to the amazing world of art history, you found it. Grab your coffee and join me, Lotus Stewart, a homeschooling mom of two creative teenagers and the founder of Art History Kids. This is the Homeschool Art Revolution podcast, where each week we'll explore simple yet powerful ideas that will help you to nurture your child's creativity and self-expression. I'm so delighted you're here. Let's dive into this week's chat. Welcome to the Homeschool Art Revolution. I am Lotus Stewart. I'm so excited to be chatting with you this week. This week, we have a really fun topic. We are talking about three powerful Earth Day ideas. And what I especially love about the word Earth is that art is right in the middle of it. So what are three Earth Day ideas that we can use to spark imagination, to infuse creativity into our day and our celebration, not just on Earth Day and not just in April, but all year long? So days like this can be really fun and something to look forward to, but sometimes it's easy to see them as just a box to check off and, okay, we'll do something just to say we did an Earth Day idea and then move on with everything else. But there's really an opportunity here to maximize the potential of Earth Day. And like I said, it doesn't have to be just one day or just one month. This can be something that we weave through lots of activities throughout the year. And especially when it's easy, and that's what these ideas are meant to be, is easy beginning starting points just to spark your imagination. And then there are so many ways you can go from there. So we'll be using the power of imagination to really bring these ideas to life and to allow our kids to think about things in new and different ways and imagine what a future would be like if certain things were different. And that's what Earth Day is all about, is envisioning a better future for the Earth and for our kids and them for themselves. Because ultimately, they will be the change makers who come up with the great ideas and who do things that will bring positive change to the environment, to all the things that we are looking at now. And maybe some of these issues may feel overwhelming. And I remember when I was in school, the way that it was approached was really kind of in a doomsday mentality, where it was like, oh my gosh, if we don't do this, then this. And it was really bleak and almost scary. But we don't have to bring it up with our kids that way. We don't have to talk about Earth Day in this kind of ultimatum fashion that, you know, brings images of the end of the earth to our children's beautiful imaginations. Instead, we can invite them to use those imaginations to solve these problems that we have, to overcome these challenges that we have when it comes to environmental things that are happening in the world. And what can we do? What can we do? What can they do? Because kids love to feel helpful too. So this is a great opportunity for them to feel that they are doing something important, and they really are. They are coming up with ideas and they're learning how to be creative thinkers and innovators. And that's exactly what the planet needs. So what will we do to inspire all of this with our kids, with Earth Day and art history? There, like I said, there are so many ways we can go with this. And do be sure to check out the Art History Kids YouTube channel and the Instagram account, because I'll have videos that share fun, quick tips with book recommendations and ideas for projects and things like that. But basically, the three things where we can use these as starting points and then go off in lots of different directions depending on your kids' ages, what their interests are, many different factors. And that's the beauty of art history, is that it can really be tailored for our kids. But one is learning to appreciate nature and find that beauty in everyday nature and really be connected to that nature, because that connection is what will fuel them to want to make positive change, to want to recycle or find ways to do things in a better way so that we can protect the earth and help the earth to flourish in years to come. So what can we do to nurture that appreciation for nature? Well, there are so many artists who did this, from landscape artists to artists like Monet, who painted beautiful water lilies and flowers and so many parts of nature, the ocean. Speaking of the ocean, Hokusai, Japanese woodblock prints, the Great Wave. That would be a wonderful exploration. That is actually our topic for the studio next month. So if you're interested in the studio, be sure to hop on the waitlist to hear about openings that may come up in between our big enrollment periods. You can check out the waitlist at arthistorykids.com/waitlist. But Hokusai is a great example of the power of nature, the beauty of nature. Mount Fuji, all these different views of Mount Fuji. And that's an interesting idea in itself. Take one idea in nature and see it from many different perspectives. So just finding ways to connect to nature, incorporate nature, go outside and paint a landscape, paint a close-up of a flower. Georgia O'Keeffe would be wonderful to explore with this as well. There are literally hundreds of artists I could list with this one. There are so many. So it's almost like just kind of think of an idea and go with it, whether it's landscape or a close-up of nature. Or using nature actually in your art would be an amazing thing to do as well. There are artists like Hunterwasser who incorporate lots of recycling and kind of conservation ideas in his art and in his architecture. So you might consider exploring an artist like Hunterwasser. And he is also an artist who we have studied inside the studio membership. That was a really fun month. The colors are so bright. The shapes are amazing. So, and then even Beatrix Potter or illustration or things, you know, that you could go with so many different ways with this. So think of an artist who your kids will connect with and inspire that love of nature, that connection to nature, that appreciation for the beauty of nature and that wanting to protect it. And there are so many ways to go about that. And number two is art activism. So if your kids really have a lot to say about this, if this is something that they are passionate about, and it goes beyond just an idea of loving nature, appreciating nature, wanting to protect nature, but they really have a message that needs to be heard, you can think about art activism, whether it's an artist like Banksy or even the Mexican muralists, Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera, lots of different ways to approach this. And this could be really exciting for your kids to think about, what would my message be and how would I get it out there? And what would be the most powerful way for me to share this idea that can rally people around my idea and spread the word and make this a movement? So you could think of it as an art activism idea and invite your kids to pursue an art project related to that idea. Or you could think about incorporating used materials, found objects into your art and actually pursue that idea of reduce, reuse, recycle, where you don't need to go out and buy a lot of art supplies. Collect things that you normally would throw away, and that can become art. So artists like Louise Nevelson is great for this. Picasso created found object sculptures. There are so many ways to incorporate this kind of idea in your art. And exploring art the way we do at Art History Kids, where everything is open-ended and we are using real art supplies, not kits or things that come with a lot of extra packaging and have to be mailed and things like that. Although there's nothing wrong with those things and they can be really fun, but when you can just keep your art supplies simple or even go a step further and find art supplies in everyday objects that you can use instead of going out to purchase new things, creating paints from nature or collecting things that you might throw in the trash and then making them into a collage, making them into a sculpture. These are really powerful ways to promote this idea as well of protecting the earth, using what we have, and not consuming more than we need to. And kids naturally do see like artists. They see a bottle cap and it's not a bottle cap to them. It's an eye for a sculpture that they're creating. Or they see a gum wrapper and that shiny silver paper is not trash. That is a sparkly scarf that's going to go into a collage. So they really use their imagination and tap into that. What else could this be? It's a playful, fun game. This is not the object that it is. What else could it be? And that brings us to all kinds of opportunities with surrealism and Dada and lots of different art movements that you could bring into that. But just asking your kids questions about what's the story in your art and what else could this be, and just see where it takes them, because there are unlimited possibilities for this. So ask your kids which one they would prefer, to go out and paint in nature, find something in nature, and just really promote that appreciation for nature, to be a change maker and an art activist and have a message to share, or to create something with materials that you have on hand, or to reinvent something, a work of art that is made from things that would normally be discarded. Which one would be the most inspiring for your kids right now? Who's the artist that you'll connect to it? Be sure to share your images with me on Instagram. I would love to see them. I cannot wait to see what your kids would create. And if you would like to chat about different artists who might relate to the things that you're doing, that would be fun as well. So find me on Instagram, find me on YouTube, look for that series that I will be sharing throughout the rest of this month. And then be sure to check out the Art History Kids shop. There's a Matisse guide that would be really fun for an Earth Day connection. The Frida Kahlo guide would be really fun. Your kids might, instead of painting their self-portrait with kind of animals and nature around them, they could even paint a futuristic self-portrait. What do you think the world will look like 20 years from now? How will it be better? So there are so many different ways you could even take the resources that are there in the shop and then put a little twist, a little spin on them for Earth Day. I cannot wait to see the creativity, the imagination that your kids will bring to this. And I will be back with more Earth Day ideas throughout the month. So be sure to check back often, and I will see you next time. Until then, stay inspired.